It's Lent, a time for us to consider reconciliation. And Bishop John, you obviously wrote on the sacrament of reconciliation some 15 years ago now, and the Pope has frequently spoke about how, as Catholics, we need to re-engage in some ways with the sacrament of reconciliation. How important is it at this time of the year?
Well, I think it's a particularly good time of the year to stand back and reflect on who we are. In Lent, we're always full of what are we going to give up? And I'm not sure that's really the prime purpose of Lent. Lent is that call to reflect on who we are and how we might become a little bit more the image of Christ, to be Christ to those around us. We're reminded, aren't we, on Ash Wednesday in the second reading of the Mass. It's from Second Letter to the Corinthians. It's that wonderful phrase, so we are ambassadors for Christ. And that struck me very forcibly just a couple of years ago, though I must have read it so many times before that, that really is the heart of what we are as Christians, becoming more like Christ, recognizing those things that get in the way of us being like Christ, and trying, particularly in Lent, for a measured time in the year, to change. We're not going to change all at once, and we're not going to just achieve our targets, but to have those things in mind where we know we want to improve and we're going to concentrate on it for 6 weeks or so to see if we can be a little bit more Christ-like in one or other aspect of our lives.
And reconciliation takes a number of forms. Obviously, sacramentally, the reconciliation with Christ. If we can talk about that for a second, how important is the sacrament of reconciliation?
I see it has a particular role. It's that time when I stop and think about what's not right in my relationship with God and my relationship with people around me. Now, I believe that I can recognise I've gone wrong and ask for God's forgiveness anytime, anywhere, and I do believe he forgives me. And I'm also aware of that community aspect, particularly at the beginning of Mass and the penitential rite, where as a community we recognise we're not perfect and we've got things wrong and that we want to change, and I believe we're forgiven. But I do think that there is a particular depth and quality about my asking myself what's not right in my relationship with God, and what, so that I can reflect on it and place it in a sacrament where I receive forgiveness. It's a bit like a spring cleaning as opposed to a quick tidying of things away.
Sometimes people find it difficult, of course, and may cite that as a reason why they don't go so often. And it's not easy, is it?
It's certainly not easy. What are we doing? We're sitting in front of a priest and saying things about ourselves, probably which embarrass us because we've got them wrong. And there's a degree of pride, and we've hurt ourselves, and here we are admitting to what's gone wrong. And that's never going to be that easy. I do believe it's very freeing. I know from my own point of view when I use the sacrament that I feel very different when I know I've been forgiven for what's gone wrong. And I know that other people feel the same way when they use the sacrament. But of course it's not going to be easy. But then I don't think that we need to load it up with extra chores and obstacles in order to celebrate the sacrament well. I think it's to do with a conversation with a priest, hopefully where the priest will be able to give some encouragement, and then simply to forgive in the name of God. It's a remarkable privilege for the priest, but it's something that I hope priests would see as being a privilege, and that they wouldn't in any way want to be waving a rule book at someone who comes to the sacrament. It's rather to empathise with them because they're making that next step on their journey of understanding themselves and what's gone wrong in their lives.
And you talked about us following in the path of Christ, and in the sense that once we've had the sacrament of reconciliation, we then need to take it beyond that, don't we, in how we treat other people and how we act and all those pressures in our lives. There's still a responsibility to try and live a Christ-like life.
Certainly. The purpose of the sacrament puts us right with God in the sense that God forgives us. But St. Paul was very clear about faith. Faith isn't an intellectual assent to something between me and God. It's got to be much more reflected in the way I live my life, the choices I make, the way I build relationships and get on with people. And when I don't get on with people, how do I mend the bridges and get back into a dialogue, a way of living with the people around me, which is fruitful and positive. So it's got to be about the way I live. And when I use the sacrament, hopefully my reflection helps me to learn from my mistakes and be a little bit wiser for what's gone wrong.
Now, you wrote A Quality of Mercy, A Fresh Look at the Sacrament of Reconciliation. That was some 15 years ago now. Do we need another fresh look at the Sacrament of Reconciliation?
Well, my experience is that a lot of people have distanced themselves from the sacrament, probably because they've found that the formula that they learnt as children and how to celebrate the sacrament is not relevant to them, because it's never grown and adapted according to the changes in their lives. So I think there's always room for everybody to have a fresh look at the sacrament and to engage with what it means, because essentially it's about me and the way I live and my choices and decisions and my mistakes. And that needs to go beyond just simply a formula of "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned." But I'm not sure that we've spoken enough about the sacrament after we've made that first initial celebration of it as children, so as to feel free to use the language which is relevant to us as adults and as working people, people in relationships. We need to be able to speak clearly about ourselves and what goes wrong in the reality of our lives.